You've worked hard to accumulate wealth, but with these uncertain times, how can you preserve and grow your wealth in a safer place?
Offshore.
While earning regular quarterly dividends in US dollars. The solution is here. Hundreds of investors from across South Africa are investing in specialized medical real estate in the USA, sourced by a highly skilled team who make it easy for you. Orbvest SA, an authorized FSP.
Visit orbvest.com.
Chatting now with David Nemeth. He is founder of Trend Forward. Dave, appreciate your early morning time. You wrote a great piece, Rethinking the Role of the Mall. I've chatted with some of the property listed property companies around this. I mean, just my previous guest talking around how, you know, so much more is happening online. The pandemic, the lockdown forced us into areas we might not have normally been comfortable with, but we had no choice. We couldn't leave home. We had to learn how to sort of use the online part. And malls took a hit, and they're really going to need to figure out how they fit into the sort of new reality as we move forward.
Good morning, Simon, and thank you very much. And yes, that's quite right. We're well aware that we were forced to go online. So even those that were very, very uncomfortable doing this were forced into a situation they're not comfortable with it. I think it is important to say that brick and mortar will never die.
Yeah.
We need to understand that. Okay, there's been a lot of reports where the death of the mall and the death of brick and mortar, that's not going to happen. But malls at this point in time are, a lot of them are in serious trouble. I mean, you can see it. Go to any of your big malls and you just see empty stores, which you've probably never seen before.
Yeah, and that's the point. I mean, malls need the foot traffic in order to attract the tenants. They need the tenants in order to attract the foot traffic. It's that sort of, you know, never-ending circle, and they've got to resolve this issue. You know, if I'm going to buy something, they need to attract me to that bricks and mortar, and it's going to be the experience. Because if I'm buying, let's say I'm buying a vinyl LP or whatever it might be, a pair of shoes or something, I can do it online. I can do it bricks and mortar. That experience is what's going to be the difference.
Well, this is exactly it. And I think a lot of mall owners are kind of leaving that up to the individual retailers. And we see retailers really trying to push the boundaries and have a wonderful online presence, doing virtual things and sort of doing whatever they can. But that's not good enough if the mall isn't attracting people to it. So the mall has to start thinking as if it were a retailer.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really going to have to start doing things that they've never done before. You know, I speak about having an online store which is linked to the mall itself. And obviously, that is a very costly exercise, and you couldn't put every single product on. But you could curate monthly products, theme-based, for instance. Events that are online. But the malls, it's no longer good enough to just have an online presence and to be saying, you know what? Visit this store they've got a sale on, or visit that store they've got a sale on. They're going to have to reach out and say, come to us because this is what we can do for you.
I get that, because it's not just, you know, I mean, I sit here in Joburg and I've got a preponderance of malls I can go to, and they want me to go to their particular mall. Now, let's assume they've got the tenant mix that appeals to me. They've got to make that appeal. You talk around ideas of, you know, which I love the idea, it's sort of a space within malls, you know, almost maybe having a park in a sense. You know, those food courts are, they're not attractive places. Yes, you eat there because it's convenient, but make it something that's attractive. Make it, you know, you could do, I don't know, picnics. Sort of get people saying, hey, let's go spend, you know, some hours, maybe a day at the mall, rather than just pop and grab what you need and exit again.
Well, that's exactly it. And they've got to become far more human-centric. I mean, they can't just base themselves on what's happening internationally. We as South Africans, love the outdoors. We like open spaces.
Mm-hmm.
I speak about biophilia. Biophilia is a trend whereby we're bringing plants into the indoors. So whether it's park areas or whatever it is, but cater for a full day's outing. Cater for people being able to do things that don't necessarily have to cost an arm and a leg, and they will end up spending in your mall anyway.
Yep, and they'll spend that time there, and they'll entertain, and it'll be a space where we can actually have fun. I mean, we're talking here. I mean, some of these are quick, easy wins. You talk around, you know, it's sort of in a sense having themes. It's just been April, so we do an Easter theme. It's coming into autumn, spring, you know, on the other side. Those are the easier wins. Some of this is going to, however, take a fair challenge in terms of time, in terms of budget for these malls, in terms of fundamentally changing how they currently exist and look.
Correct. And I think the key here is for each and every one of the bigger malls is to start putting project teams together, which includes outside people, inside people, mm-hmm. outside marketers, you name it, and go all the way from the quick wins to the stuff that's really going to cost a lot of money and maybe a 5 to 10 year plan, but start having a plan of what to do. And I don't believe the mall owners at the moment have a concrete plan. I think it's a hit and miss. And let's have a quick concert and, you know, let's put up a big screen and show some movies. It's not good enough. Yep. There has to be a strategic plan here.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question you've answered. I was going to say, are we seeing it happen? And the answer is, maybe we're not. Folks are still, it's still kind of a hit and miss. They need to get, as you say, a better strategic plan, a bigger long-term. But like that key point, bricks and mortar is not going away, but how are you going to get me to your bricks and mortar versus the one down the road? Dave Nemeth, really appreciate the time, founder of Trend Forward. The show is brought to you by Orbvest's latest investment opportunity, Medical 32, a multi-tenanted Class A medical office building located in Jacksonville, Florida. For more information, visit orbvest.com. Orbvest SA is an authorized financial services provider, license number 50483.